الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه مصطفى. ما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات مع درس جديد من دروس الآية الرومية للناطقين بغيرها. Last time we were in the Tuhfa Saniya, we were doing the tamarin as a member of Niyabat al-Alif and al-Dhamma. We said al-Alif can represent the Dhamma in in the Rab' position. إن الأسماء الخمس إن المثنى إن المثنى and we gave example for that we gave examples for that we said for example Allah Ta'ala says فإن لم يكون رجلين فرجل وامرأتان فرجل وامرأتان إذ امرأتان مرفوع وعلامة رفعه الألف لأنه مثنى لأنه مثنى And then we spoke about the noon as a sign for Raf instead of Dhamma. Now, as in the Al-Af'al Al-Khamsa, as in Al-Af'al Al-Khamsa. الأفعال الخمسة والسيد it is every مضارع that connected to one of the three pronouns واو ألف أو ياء remember this واو ألف أو ياء sometimes come to us as pronouns as here Sometimes they come as حروف العلة like يرمي يدعو يسعى So we have to differentiate between these things And sometimes it comes in the nouns and then it is منقوص and مقصور So we have to differentiate between these things. Anyway, we got some exercises of that. Alhamdulillah, I wish that inshallah ta'ala, all the exercises were done perfect and easily. We did not say anything as homework. But we can take some of these just now to see how much of understanding of this thing you got. Okay. Here in exercise number 2 it says استعمل كل فعل من الأفعال الآتية في جملة مفيدة and we want to take selective words from here not all of them but We'll take, for example, with ya al-mukhataba to ad-deen. Who can do this for us, please? To ad-deen. Na'am, Abu Fatima underscore UK, go ahead. تؤدين زينب واجب واجباتها واجباتها. لا لا, هو كان correct this verse. هو كان correct أسماء بنت محمد. Go ahead, correct this situation. Correct the situation for us. نعم يا أسماء. زينب تؤدي واجبها. أيضا خطأ. It's also wrong still. Wrong. Okay, Nabila, go ahead. Okay, Nabila. يا زينب تؤدين واجبك. يا زينب أنت دين واجبك. هذا صحيح, because we said it is يا المخاطبة, so you are talking to زينب. You cannot say زينب تؤدي. This is غائب, third party, third person. أيضا أبو فاطمة, you said تؤدين زينب واجباتها. Now you mixed between the مخاطب and the غائب, the person and the third person together in one sentence for same person as well. Now, طيب, so we know now with يا it must be second part, second person talking to her. طيب, تسيرون, تسيرون. Who can make a sentence with that? تسيرون. No, I did not say تزرعون عيشة. I said تسيرون. I said تسيرون. There is ya before the ra. Between sin and ra there is ya. تسيرون. Okay, بنت اسماعيل, go ahead. بنت اسماء بنت احمد, go ahead. انتم تسيرون في الارض. احسنت. That is perfect. انتم تسيرون في الارض. نعم. Right. Here we have تحصداني, تحصداني. نعم, تحصداني. نعم نبيلة, go ahead. أنتما تحسداني. تهاما, ما معنى تهاما؟ What is the meaning of تهاما؟ الطعام يمين الطعام, الطعام كانت به تحصدان. تحصد means to harvest. تحصد means to harvest or to reap. طيب, so we got some of the أفعال خمسة and then so أنتما تحصداني الزرعة. كما تحصدان الزرع أو الحقل. طيب, now we get some nouns which needs a أفعال خمسة. One of the أفعال خمسة. It says here, إِذَا خَالَفْتِ أَمْ أَوَامِرَ اللَّهِ. Now, you need to fill, you need to complete. إِذَا خَالَفْتِ أَوَامِرَ اللَّهِ. What do we say? What can we say about that? إِذَا خَالَفْتِ أَوَامِرَ اللَّهِ. نعم, who can do that? We need to complete the sentence. إذا خالفت أوامر الله, then what? Who can do this? Nobody? Okay, أسمع, go ahead. جيد, أحسنت. إذا خالفت أوامر الله لا تفلحين. إذا خالفت أوامر الله تعاقبين. إذا خالفت أوامر الله تخسرين. جيد. إذا خالفت أوامر الله تغضبين الله. طيب. هؤلاء التلاميذ. نعم, who can do this? هؤلاء التلاميذ و هؤلاء التلاميذ. نعم, قولي أسماء. اوكي سودة, go ahead. Right, Sajda, go ahead. هؤلاء التلاميذ يلعبون. That's good. That's good. يلعبون is from الأفعال الخمسة. فعل مضارع مرفوع علامة رفعه ثبوت النون. Right. المسلمون. المسلمون. How can I put it in a sentence? المسلمون. نعم. حسن, حسن العجمي, go ahead. حسن العجمي, go ahead. عن أم عبد الله, you can do الغلمان. الغلمان, you put it in a sentence. الغلمان. So حسن will do المسلمون. إن المسلمون يفعلون يفلحون. لا, وإن it cannot be المسلمون, وإن it be المسلمين. You can just remove إن and make it المسلمون. نعم, we need now. Is this يفلحون? Fine. So remove the inna and put the sentence one. Make the sentence one. The inna. نعم أم عبد الله الغلمان. كان يدو الغلمان. طالبة العلم يدو الطالباني. الطالباني. الغلمان يلعبون يلعبان في الحقل. أم عبد الله ذات جبون. الغلمان is not مثنى. الغلمان is جمع. جمع تكسير. الغلمان is جمع تكسير. Not مثنى. It is جمع تكسير. So, الغلماني يلعبون يلعبون نعم أحسنت طيب طالبة العلم what about الطالباني يدربان لا that is wrong we said yesterday once the verb precedes the noun it becomes singular يدرس يدرس الطالبان and then it is not from الأفعال الخمسة which we are looking for then you have to switch it to make you have to make the noun before the verb as we call it جملة اسمية begins with اسم but what you've done is جملة فعلية begins with فعل but here it is a wrong فعل you cannot begin with أفعال الخمسة You cannot begin the sentence with أفعال خمسة. We explained that yesterday. Then it is correct. الطالبان يدرسان في الجامعة. That is perfect. That is perfect. So now you got it, إخوان. Everyone, not only the one I'm correcting is meant so tomorrow someone else make the same mistake. No. It's everyone. We all should absorb the these things from mistakes. And now what we're going to do is we're going to go to a text. A text. Aisha or Khairia, if you can just copy the text of exercise number 4. Only the text. Kitab al-Muluk. Kitab al-Muluk. Okay, who can take this? Abdullah, Fadari. Get every marfu' in this text with dhamma or alif or waw or thubut al-nun. And you have to extract every marfu' until that's why it is marfu'. Now, make it good. لا it's not كتابه it's كتابه كتاب كتاب meaning those who the kings the clerks of that entity كتاب الملوك كتاب كتاب مرفوع بالجمع تكسير. That's correct. What is the sign? مرفوع. What is the sign? ضمة ظاهر. طيب كتاب ضمة ظاهر. طيب and then عيبته. طيب اسم مرفوع بالضم الظاهر. طيب المصونة اسم مرفوع ضم الظاهر. طيب ممتاز. وآذانهم الواعية وألسنتهم الشاهدة. اوكي again آذانهم also it is مرفوع because والضم ظاهر because it is جمع تكسير. الواعية مرفوع الضم ظاهر because it is اسم مفرد. ألسنتهم ألسنة مرفوع بالضم الظاهر because it is جمع تكسير. الشاهدة مرفوع بالضم الظاهر because it is اسم مفرد. ممتاز. The second phrase, the second phrase. الشجاعة غريزة يضعها الله لمن يشاء من عباده. Can you put that please for me? خليه أور عائشة بليز بدي نكت تكت. الشجاعة غريزة يضعها الله لمن يشاء من عباده. And سودة. Okay you can do that. نعم. السوداسة شجاعة جمع تكسير ضم لا الشجاعة ليس جمع تكسير. الشجاعة اسم مفرد. الشجاعة يا سودة اسم مفرد. اجناب جمع تكسير. اسم مفرد. صارت اسم مفرد مرفوع وعلامة رفعه الضمة الظاهر على آخر. طيب عزيزة يريد نادو عزيزة سوري غريزة سوري غريزة اسم مفرد ومرفوع علامة رفعه الضمة الظاهرة. ممتاز. يضعها الله لمن يشاء من عباده. نعم. وكان يدو بغداء. يضعها فعل مضارع مرفوع بالضمة الظاهرة واي بحق تسي واي بحق تكسب لين واي الضمة الظاهرة واي because it is not preceded by nasib or jazm. That is why it is marfu. But why it is marfu with dhamma? Why it is marfu with the dhamma? It has not added onto the end of it like harf al-illa. No. Harf al-illa has nothing to do with the dhamma or other than dhamma. Right. Let me do it and please concentrate. I'll do the rest of it today and see how we do the i'rab. See how we do the i'rab. I'll begin with the first one. الشجاعة مرفوع وعلامة رفعه الضمة الظاهر على آخره. It is مرفوع because it is مبتدأ, but you haven't yet got that point, so I don't want to take you to something you did not get. الشجاعة اسم مرفوع وعلامة رفعه الضمة الظاهر على آخره لأنه اسم مفرد. غريزة أيضا اسم مرفوع تركي اسم مرفوع وعلامة رفعها وعلامة رفعها الضم الظاهر على آخره لأنه اسم مفرد. يضعها يضع فعل مضارع مرفوع because there was no ناصب or جازم preceded it وعلامة رفعها الضمة because there is nothing connected to it at the end. And we mean by nothing connected to the in the waw al-jama'a alif al-ithnain or ya al-mukhatabah, which means that this is a fi'l from al-af'al al-khamsa. But now it is not from al-af'al al-khamsa because there is no waw, neither alif nor ya at the end of it. So it is fi'l mudari' marfu' because no nasib or jazm preceded it. And the sign for it is Dhamma because nothing is connected to it. And it is ظاهرة because it is not معتل الآخر. It is not معتل الآخر, meaning the last letter of it is not حرف علة. Is not حرف علة. Again, what are حروف العلة? حروف العلة is ألف واو أن ياء. So it is not connected to ألف واو أن ياء as ضمير, as pronoun. And it is not ended up with ألف واو أن ياء as حروف العلة. And that's why it is مرفوع وعلامة رفعه الضم الظاهر على فعل لمن يشاء. يشاء the same thing. فعل مضارع مرفوع because there is no ناصب or جازم preceding it. It is مرفوع الضم because there is nothing connected to the end of it. And the ضم is ظاهر because the last letter of it is not حرف العلة. Okay, and then الشكر شكران. الشكر is مرفوع and the sign for it is ضمه because it is a مفرد. شكران is مرفوع and the sign for it for the رفع here is the ألف because it is مثنى. بإظهار النعمة وبالتحدث باللسان. There is no مرفوع at this two sentences. وأولهما, أول is اسم مرفوع وعلامة رفعه الضمة على علامة ضم وعلامة ضم وعلامة رفعه الضمة because it is not connected because it is اسم مفرد. أول because it is اسم مفرد, because it is اسم مفرد. وأولهما أبلغ. أبلغ is also مرفوع and the sign for رفع is ضمة because it is اسم مفرد. من ثانية ما there is no رفع. المتقون is اسم مرفوع وعلامة رفعه الواو because it is جمع مذكر سالم. See, we don't say here نون because the نون comes with the فعل يتقون, but not المتقون. يتقون okay, that is فعل مضارع okay, but here it is المتقون, so it is مرفوع, اسم مرفوع and the sign for رفع here is the واو because it is جمع مذكر سالم. هم الذين يؤمنون. يؤمنون is فعل مضارع مرفوع because there is no ناصب or جازم preceding it. وعلامة رفعه ثبوت النون because it is connected to ضمير which is the واو here and it is from الأفعال الخمسة. Okay, بالله واليوم الآخر there is no رفع. So this is how we do the إعراب إن شاء الله, but not يعني completely in this form. We are going to give more details about the إعراب, but at this time of the close, we want you to go in the Arab like this way. So this will make you always remember the principles, the qawaid. طيب. We still have about 5 minutes. Inshallah, we're going to begin the new class, the new lesson, just as an introductory, and tomorrow inshallah we go ahead and inshallah give more information about it and explanation. It is about nasb. So now we finished with raf, the signs for raf. Now we are getting into the signs for nasb. There are 5 signs for nasb, as Ibn Ajurum says, وَلِلْنَصْبِ خَمْسُ عَلَامَاتِ. وللنصب خمس علامات. There are 5 signs for نصب. What are these? He said الفتحة. And this is the original علامة. As we said with the رفع, we said الضمة. That is the original علامة. And everything else comes as an alternative for certain reasons. As we clarify these reasons and the alternatives of, we are going to clarify these alternatives or these reasons of the alternatives of Fatha in the Nasb. So the first one is the fatha, and then we have the alif, the kasra. Although the kasra is known as yani the alif is known as alama for rafa in the mutanna. Here it is also alama for nasb in something else. You're gonna see it, inshallah, which is al-isma al-khamsa. Al-kasra, we all know that the kasra is alama for khaf, but here it is alama for nasb, and that is in al-ism al-mamnu' min al-sarf, as we're gonna see. Al-ya, and we always know that the ya is alama for khaf, as well for nasb, and that is in jam' al-mudhakkar al-salim and mutanna. وحذف النون, and that is whenever the مضارع is found, the فعل of الأفعال الخمسة is found preceded with نصب. So إن شاء الله تعالى tomorrow we're going to give more details and exercises and explanations إن شاء الله تعالى. But until we meet once again tomorrow بإذن الله, we would like here to ask to see if there is any question related to the subject of today. Inshallah ta'ala, you can visit now. Allahu a'lam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Have any question? Right, then we'll leave you now. We'd like to see you inshallah later. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Umrah 1, na'am. Go ahead, Imam Radwa. Imam Radwa, where are you? I have one question. How are we to know the words to use in the sentence when our knowledge of vocabulary is small? Well, that is a good question. Let me ask you first of all, and answer me honestly. When you sit, do you have your notebook and your pencil or your pen? Yes. Did you write anything of what I said? Because I usually say the meanings and explains the words that we pass through to give you a vocabulary. It is not, okay, here is your word study. No, it is not like that. But through the class, through the exercise, we are explaining. And if you don't understand anything, I said that in the early beginning when we began teaching these classes, I said you have to review the subject in your home, and that's why we chosen a book which has explanation, which is Tuhfa Sunniya, and it is available in e-book on the internet, so you can go through it before we begin the class. Anything that you don't understand, just circle it or write it down in a piece of paper. And when we explain, you be concentrating with us. If we have given it explanation, then, alhamdulillah, you put a mark on it. So it means it's already explained. If not, then put a question mark on it. So at the end of the class, you raise your hand and say,
I did not know what is the meaning of this. Isn't it? And this makes it more simple than we give you a word study later on. Because, as you see, the room has 35 to 38, sometimes 50-something, and sometimes more. And who participate are only few of them who are regularly participating. And the rest, I don't know if they are only names in the room and bodies are not by the computer, or they are hesitating to participate. Or so we are giving it more ease to make it first of all interesting and at the same time beneficial. And also I like always that the students participate with us and all these things. نعم الله حسن العجمي, go ahead. First of all, Umrudwan, did I answer your question? Was it okay for you? No, you don't need to write. It is good to write Arabic, but what I said is, I say the word, I say the sentence. If you have any word that you don't understand it in the sentence, you just raise your hand, and then I'll explain it to you. I'll give it to you. Well, this is the way which I can help you with. Other than that, believe me, it is not practical and it is not possible for me to give a list of, word study. This is something, this takes much time from me, and I have really not in a single spare moment. However, students here seem to be on different levels. Correct. And I want to deal with everyone on his own level. And I'm open, totally open. You can raise your hand any moment in the class. I don't say, don't ask until the end of the class. No. The moment you don't understand, just press the button shows hand or the face, and I will let you say what you want to say, then inshallah I'll respond to that. How just is that? Is that fair enough? Hassan al-Ajmi says, must the questions be relevant to this class? Yes. At this time, at the time of the classes, yes. If you want to have other questions, you can either send it to the email and for all at Hotmail, or you can raise it in the question and answer session, which would be at 11 o'clock, inshallah ta'ala. Every day. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.